Crowell. A bounce out to Sean Jones. Slips, recovers. Sean Jones retreats. Now Hepburn gets him on a switch in the right wing. A throw to Prosper. Rotates to Kolick on the left wing. Kolick drives by Crowell. Baseline left. Pass goes through Iguodaro's hands. Hepburn is there for Wisconsin. Turnover Marquette. Hepburn against Cam Jones. Chucky trying to back him down a bit. Left wing. He'll throw to Crowell on the right side. Leaves it for Jordan Davis. He'll try a three. Nope, too long. Rebound back tapped from Crowell to Hepburn. Second chance for Wisconsin. 5:35 left in the half. 26-23 the Badgers. Hepburn. After Crowell screen, throws to Steven on the right side. Kills the dribble. Bounce pass Jordan Davis. Baseline right. Goes to the rim. Runs it up and in off the glass. There's points for Jordan Davis. 28-23, Wisconsin. 5:20 left of the break. Sam Jones on the left side off the Iguodaro screen. Now Prosper open for three. Right side. Back iron no. Rebound to Sejan for Wisconsin. 5-point lead for the Badgers. 5:08 left in the half. Hepburn leaves it for Davis. Flips to Sejan. Connor. Who's at the wall on the left side. Finds Crowell at the free throw line. Back to the basket. Now pivots. Takes a dribble a couple of steps to his right. Bounce pass to Wall. Tyler skips to his siege and threw his hands. Tried to save it. Threw it to Kolick instead. Here's Kolick right in the lane. Goes to the goal. Layup is good. Hepburn letting go. And wisely so. It's a bucket for Kolick. 28-25 Wisconsin. 4:40 left in the half. Wisconsin now with 7 first half turnovers. Marquette turns opponents over nearly 23% of opponents' possessions. This is how they play when they're on their game. Crowell at the top of the circle. A pass for Hepburn on the left wing. Chucky on the dribble. Left open. He'll snap off a three. Nailed it again. Hepburn his second three. 31-25 Wisconsin. 4:15 to the break. Sean Jones on the dribble off the right wing in the lane. Throws to Kolick left side. Back out to Cam Jones between the arcs. Cam Jones floats to Prosper on the right side. Against Tyler Wall. Prosper cuts off the wing. Prosper in the lane. Back. Sends it out to Sean Jones. Now Kolick left side. Hooks it to Sean Jones at the top. Pops it back to Kolick. Cuts off the left wing. Out to Sean Jones. Clear look at a three. Straight on. Straight in. Sean Jones, his first points, 31-28, Wisconsin, 3:45 left in the half.
Marquette getting points from a lot of unexpected sources in this first half.
Here's Tyler Wall to the front court for the Badgers. Out between the rings. Wall to the line. Wall down the lane. Wall to the rim. Shot blocked by Prosper, but a foul is called. Prosper, they say, got some body. That'll be his first. And free throws coming up for Tyler Wall, but first the under four media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, 3:35 left in the first half. Wisconsin 31, Marquette 28. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Put Put your trust in a bank that's been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today, U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. 3:35 left in the first half. Wisconsin 31, Marquette 28.
And Chucky Hepburn had a career-high 23 points against Wake Forest on the strength of career-high 6 triples. But in talking with him after the game, he was still disappointed about how it played out in those final seconds. He was anticipating getting fouled at that last field goal attempt right in front of the scorer's table. He just assumed that Wake was going to foul him just like they had done on the previous possession, but they didn't.
Yeah, he's saying in retrospect, always easy in hindsight. Just take it to the hole, see what you can get. Those fouls from 45 feet away, it's a bit much to ask.
It hasn't affected his game thus far here today.
He's been sweet, 4 out of 4 here. By the way, did you see who's in the house today? This is big. This is really big for us. I know on a radio platform it's not going to help you much. Red Panda. Got Red Panda halftime today. It's big time.
She's made another comeback, like number 45 in her career.
Going strong, man. You know it's big when Red Panda's here. Just saying.
It never gets old.
Much like the Wisconsin-Marquette rivalry, it never gets old.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you a little bit later your favorite moment from this, because I always get it.
In
maybe
this
a
rivalry?
Top three. Yeah, top three. Think about it.
Yeah. Give that a little bit of thought. Tyler Wall, 82% at the foul line so far this season. Yep, I jinxed him. He missed the first. One more coming. 17 points and 4 rebounds against Wake Forest on Tuesday night for Wall, averaging 14.5 points, 7 rebounds per game.
He's been getting to the stripe a little bit more, 3 times, so later more free throw attempts.
And he's good with the second, so a split for Wall, 32-28 Wisconsin. Here comes Sean Jones up the left sideline. Jones to the top, gets it to Joplin, left of the lane against Wall. As we're back out to Joplin, or excuse me, to Sean Jones on the left side. He's against Gilmore, and an offensive foul as Carter Gilmore got there, and Sean Jones pushed off. It'll be his first foul, and the foul count now is matching 4 for Marquette, 3 for Wisconsin. 4-point lead for the Badgers, 3:20 left till halftime. Hepburn picked up by Sean Jones in the backcourt, but lightly as Hepburn gets it across, throws to Klesman along the left sideline. Takes it out between the circles against Cam Jones. A pass for Hepburn high on the right. He'll feed Wall right side against Iguodaro. Wall, little jab step, finds it cutting Hepburn. Chucky, right block, gets it out of there as Kolick cut him off. Hepburn drifting outside right. On the dribble is Chucky with a shot clock down to 5. Hepburn to the top of the circle. Hepburn left lane line, drawn kick. Davis the catch, the shot for 3, left corner no good. Rebound, Kolick tapped it ahead to Joplin. And now here comes Sean Jones for Marquette. Badgers up 4, 2:45 left in the half. Cam Jones high on the left. Picked up by Wall now. Working off an Iguodaro screen. Sends to Joplin. Rotates to Sean Jones on the right side with a jab step. Goes it to Joplin. Klesman gets him on a switch. Shot clock at 10. Joplin trying to back on Klesman in the lane. Hanging jump pass for Cam Jones. Bobbles, gathers left sideline. Shot clock at 4. Cam Jones left lane line. The runner off the rim. No good. The rebound to Wall. Good defense from Wisconsin. 32-28 the Badgers. 2:15 left in the half. Wall on the right side. He's behind the back, right of the lane, walks it back out, leads it for Hepburn. Chucky outside right. Hands off to Klesman, rotates to Davis, turns it left wing for Wall. Shot clock at 10, Wall against Iguodaro. Tyler splits 2 defenders, now to Klesman. Jump pass to Hepburn, right side, 5 to shoot. Chucky high on the right. Chucky a step back 3 up, top, drilled it. Oh my goodness, Chucky Hepburn is 3rd 3, and that was a tough contest. 35-28, Wisconsin, a minute 40 left in the half. Kolick outside left, now between the circles. Little screen and roll. Iguodaro catches. Left block, backing on Wall. A little dig from Hepburn as Iguodaro left shoulder turn. Flipped it in with the right hand. He has 6. 35-30 Wisconsin. 1:25 left in the half. Klesman high on the left. He's with Joplin. Throw to Wall. Left wing into Carter Gilmore. Left of the lane, posting on Cam Jones. The double, out the Wall, open 3, left side. Yes, sir! Tyler Wall, just his 2nd 3-point hit of this young season. 38-30 Wisconsin, 105 left in the half. Tyler Kolick, outside left. 4 assists in this first half for Kolick. That's on the path that he normally has, a little better than 8 dimes a game. 52 seconds left of the break. Shot clock is at 12. Iguodaro out between the arcs, gets it back to Kolek. Sends to Joplin, baseline left, and a whistle. He's fouled out of the floor by Wall. That'll be his first, and team foul number 4 with 44.8 seconds left in the first half. Badgers up 38-30.
Something about Milwaukee and Tyler Wall and his perimeter scoring. His only other triple was here against Stanford.
at the ballpark.
Yes. The one thing about Tyler, though, he's not afraid to take that shot. No. That's important as he develops better range.
Crowell in, Gilmore out, Kolek baseline left, inbounding. Gets it into Iguodaro, flipped it back to Kolek on the left wing, drives off the wing in the lane to the rim, and badly missed by the little reverse layup, and the rebound comes down to Hepburn. 34 seconds left in the half, 38-30 Wisconsin. Hepburn, front court left side, and Greg Gard will take the use it or lose it timeout. 34, make that 30.4 seconds on the game clock, 22 on the shot clock, 38-30 Wisconsin.
I do believe this is about as good as we've seen Chucky Hepburn now, a season and a half, to be honest with you, and just his control.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah, he hasn't missed a shot yet from the field or from beyond the arc, 5 of 5, 3 of 3. But beyond that, just his presence on the offensive end and what he's doing to not only get himself a shot, but to set up his teammates. Now, it doesn't register as much as an assist, but it does in ball movement, in the way the ball is not sticking in his hands,
right. Yep.
And it's moving.
The Badgers have made 15 of their 22 shots, 68%, 6 of 12 from 3. And Marquette, not too shabby either. 12 of 23, 52%, 5 of 8 from downtown. Pain points even at 12. 38-30, Wisconsin.
Hepburn scored on at least 3 different defenders, so yep. They've switched different people on him to try to slow him down a little bit. But as you mentioned on his last make, it was contested. He made it look easy.
Good help off the bench from Kamari McGee in this first half with 5 points. 7 turnovers for Wisconsin, 5 for Marquette. Max Klesmick, sideline left, will inbound. Kolek in his face. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Stevie Mitchell comes out to get Chucky. Left of the circle. A pass for Wall at the center circle. Hands it back to Hepburn. 15 on the shot clock. Hepburn throwing to Crowell on the right side against Omax Prosper. Crowell with a pass for Wall. Quick flip over to Hepburn. Shot clock is at 5. Hepburn out between the rings. 3 to shoot. 2 to shoot. Long 3 left of the circle. Hit it again! Whoa! Chucky Hepburn have a half. And Marquette will take its use it or lose it timeout. 6.7 seconds left in the half. 41-30 Wisconsin.
What a zone Chucky Hepburn is in. And now he's got size on him. On that last shot, he's got the 6'8 Prosper. Now, the key there for the guard, he's going to step back. He's going to make sure this ball is not deflected. And even though it was contested, it really doesn't matter right now, does it, for Chucky Hepburn?
That career high 23 points that he had on Tuesday night in some jeopardy. But I don't want to throw a wet blanket on this, but both of these teams are shooting lights out here, Wisconsin especially. So I figure there's, at some point as we move forward, there's going to be a lull. We'll see. Maybe not. 6.7 seconds left in the half. Badgers have 2 fouls to give. Both teams had 4 fouls. 41-30, Wisconsin. Omax Prosper will be inbounding. Badgers be trying to maybe show a redirect. And here comes Sean Jones up the left side. Hepburn with the foul. There was the first on Chucky and the 5th on Wisconsin. 4.5 seconds left in the half. And now let's see if you go ahead and play it out here. It's Prosper front court. Sideline left will inbound.
I would think the player they want to shoot is Cam
Here's
Jones.
Here's Sean Jones with the ball right now. Sean back out. Tried to get it to Cam, but he got fouled on the pass. Good idea, because that was definitely going to be a pass and not a shot. And that's going to go against Jordan Davis. That is his first, team 6th. 2.1 left in the half. Kamari McGee in for Wisconsin. He's out there along with Gilmore, Klesmick, Crowell, and Jordan Davis. So you get Hepburn on the bench. Is Kolek, sideline left, inbounds to Iguodaro. Iguodaro driving right lane line, scoops it up, and it's no good. And the first half has come to an end. 69% shooting from the floor for the Badgers in the first half, and they go into the locker room up by 11. Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth at the half, Wisconsin 41, Marquette 30. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Red hot shooting for the Wisconsin Badgers in the first half. 16 of 23 from the floor, 7 of 13 from distance. 41-30, Wisconsin leads Marquette at the half. Chucky Hepburn with 16 points. He has yet to miss a shot. 6 of 6 overall, 4 of 4 from deep. Tyler Wall with 8, Max Klesmit with 7, Kamari McGee with 5, Stephen Crow with 3, along with 4 assists for Crow, and Jordan Davis has 2 for Marquette. Cam Jones and Oso Iguodaro each with 6, Tyler Kolick with 4, 3 for Sean Jones, 2 for Stevie Mitchell, and 1 for Omax Prosper. At the half, Wisconsin 41, Marquette 30. Stay with us. Mike returns with the SVA halftime interview in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Dirty oil can easily wreak havoc on your vehicle's engine, so be sure to change the oil at recommended intervals. And for a motor oil that outperforms conventional and synthetic blends, try Mobil 1, the full synthetic motor oil that keeps your engine running like new. Ask for Mobil 1 at your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And don't forget to pick up a Wix XP oil filter to complete the job. Because when it comes to oil changes, we've got you covered at Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
You're not selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
Westbend's the one company that I would feel confident calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
Westbend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Welcome back to Milwaukee. It is halftime, and Wisconsin leads Marquette 41-30. The Badgers have three players who have yet to miss a shot today. Combined, they're a 12 of 12 from the field, 6 of 6 from beyond the arc. That would be Chucky Hepburn, who has 16 points, Tyler Wall, who has 8 points, Max Klesman, who has 7. I talked to assistant coach Dean Oliver about Klesman and what he brings to this team.
Well, he brings a lot of fire. I think we've noticed, when he's not in the game, he's had a few games where he's got a little bit of foul trouble. There's, not that same fire out there on both ends. The way he cuts, the way he plays hard, and just his overall, competitiveness is just contagious to the rest of the team.
What does he do better than maybe some other areas?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of different areas. He really cuts extremely well. You know, those are things that don't show up on the stat sheet, but open it up for a lot of guys. He could really knock shots down. And then defensively, he's just an ultimate competitor. You know, he's a versatile defender. He can be really a pest for the other teams. And, he just has to continue to, he does a great job of just finding whatever we need in that game. The little roles that there are out there, he doesn't care about stats. He just tries to do the things that make us win.
I'm glad you brought that up because it doesn't seem to bother him. If he hasn't scored a point, some of those other categories are more of more value to him.
No doubt about it. There's only one category he's trying to do, and that's get that W.
More of our halftime interview brought to you by SBA is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Did you know that MasterForce has thousands of tools at Menards? Any tool you want, we have. There are hammers, drills, pliers, levels, wrenches, grinders, sanders, air compressors, nailers, workbenches, mowers, blowers, chainsaws, floor jacks, knee pads, work lights, fans. Whew. And that's just a taste. Want power, performance, durability? Come check out the wide range of products from MasterForce, exclusively at Menards.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point of sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Yeah.
Wisconsin leads Marquette 41-30 at halftime. In that first half, Connor Asigian did not score for the Badgers, so he's been one of the more pleasant development storylines thus far in the early season. Ask Dean Oliver what he does besides shooting.
He's really a quick learner. He's really working hard. You know, we've got on him about defense early on, and he's really kind of answered the bell. You know, he's come out there, and you know, it's about effort. It's about staying disciplined to what we do, and he's really working his tail off to do those things. And you know, he just has that confidence about him, and he's really kind of coming to his own recently, especially in this last three games.
You saw him in high school. Has he surprised you in any facet of his game?
I think he's just a surprise how soon he's been able to pick things up, and you know, how confident he is early. You know, a lot of freshmen kind of have a lot of ups and downs, and it takes him a long time to kind of get to where he's at, but he's come along right away.
When we continue, we'll have some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Your home is where you should feel the safest. But the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
41-30, Wisconsin leads Marquette at the half. First half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The Badgers nearly 70% from the floor in the first half, 16-23, 7-13 from downtown. Going back to our notebook portion with Patrick Herb, Badgers trying to up their two-point shooting percentage. They're 9-10 in the first half. That's a step in the right direction. 2 out of 3 at the foul line. Marquette shooting it well as well, 12-23, 52%, 5-8 from long range. 1-2 at the foul line. 7 turnovers, 10 assists for Wisconsin, 8 dimes and 5 turnovers for Marquette. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. At the half, Wisconsin 41, Marquette 30. This has been the Halftime Report presented by Culver's. Stay tuned. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors. Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria. Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company. Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly. And Brenda Pietrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of 2 club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and local grown radio.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
We're getting ready for the second half of sold-out Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 41, Marquette, 30. Hey, if these two teams can sustain this kind of shooting, standing ovation for both. Better than 69% for Wisconsin, 52% for Marquette. And you mentioned it with Chucky, you know, that want to know what the zone is? Chucky Hepburn's in the zone with what he did in the first half.
And besides the stars, some of the stars really performing, we've seen the X factors in this game as well. For Wisconsin, it's Kamari McGee coming off the bench that helped the Badgers not only break the pressure, but he scored. I mean, when you get 6 points, 5 points rather, from McGee, that's a huge bonus because he had yet to score for Wisconsin this year. And for Marquette, Chase Ross and his three-point shooting, right? He came into the game, like you mentioned, man, 4 of 16 from the arc.
Yeah. One thing I think Greg Gard and the staff will be encouraged with, nobody's ever happy, right, but encouraged with, of the 16 buckets, there were assists on 10 of them. So it kind of goes back to the sharing of the ball crowd. Steven has turned it over a few times, but he also has 4 assists as he has been able to use that double team that Marquette has put on him to his advantage. Badgers get the first possession, second half underway as Wisconsin moves to our left. And Chucky Hepburn comes up limping now. I'm not sure he immediately comes off. I don't. Newhart, the athletic trainer over there, to take a look at Chucky, as all of a sudden he is doubled over and he is now walking toward the locker room, as there was no contact, no anything, and Chucky just came up limping. So talk about a plot twist here. Here's Stephen Crowell on the right side against Iguodaro. Runs it out to Jordan Davis. He's open. He'll try a three. He'll hit it. Jordan Davis with a triple. 44-30, Wisconsin. Opening minute, second half. Marquette moving to our right. Iguodaro whips it to Cam Jones. Right corner three is off the rim. No good. Rebound Wall for the Badgers. You're a Badger fan, you can't help but think of last March with Chucky Hepburn when he was injured in that second round game against Iowa State. Here's Klesman throwing to Crowell on the right side. Finds it cutting a Sejan low in the right, and the layup is good. Sejan had to come in for Hepburn. 46-30, Wisconsin. 50 seconds gone by, second half.
Another solid find by Crowell.
Tyler Kolick in the lane, pivots as Klesman holds his turf. A pass out to Stevie Mitchell high on the right. Mitchell against Tyler Wall now. As Wall picks him up, the Iguodaro pass, trying to get it back to Mitchell, but the pass deflected out of bounds. And Marquette will keep it with 12 on the shot clock. A minute six gone by, second half, 46-30. Wisconsin leads Marquette. That's the good news for the Badgers. The bad news, Chucky Hepburn being looked at in the locker room area. Tyler Kolick finds Cam Jones, runs it out, left side of the wing. Prosper for three, and he hit it. Max Prosper with his first field goal, and it's 46-33, Wisconsin, a minute 20 into the second half. Tyler Wall to the front court. Going to Max Klesman. Klesman on the hard right hand dribble down the lane. The floater right hand off the rim and out. No good, but a foul is called. And Klesman will go to the free throw line. Also Iguodaro with his second foul.
It's hard to really gauge Klesman's game because we didn't see it last year or the year before, but it seems like he's been a bit more aggressive looking for a shot today.
Averaging 5.5 a game. He is 9 of 12 this season at the free throw line. First free throw is good. He now has 8 points this afternoon. One of those guys that Greg Gard says just makes winning plays for you. Certainly saw that in the Bahamas. Second free throw for Klesman is straight through. 48-33, Wisconsin. 90 seconds gone by, second half. Kolick throwing to Iguodaro. Flips it back to Kolick at the top. Bounce pass to Cam Jones. Into Iguodaro low on the right. And a whistle. They're going to get Crowell for the foul. That'll be his first. And the first on Wisconsin in the second half. Pollock, baseline right, will inbound for Marquette. Four first half points for him. Flips it into Prosper. A pass for Iguodaro. Wraps it to Mitchell high on the left. Goes into Prosper. Left of the lane against Tyler Wall. In the paint and a reach in. Maybe the forearm got up. They're going to get Wall. That's going to be two on Tyler Wall.
Prosper's had some really efficient games. Baylor, for one, where he was 9 of 12 from the field, but Long Island, he was 11 of 12.
Inbounds pass to Prosper, throwing to Iguodaro, top of the circle. And Mitchell, quick pass to Cam Jones, right lane line on the attack, runs it up and in, got around a Seagen. Cam Jones with eight, 48-35, Wisconsin, 2 minutes gone by, second half. Here's Klesman to the front court for Wisconsin, throwing to Crowell on the right wing. Crowell with a pass for Jordan Davis, high on the right. Davis feeds a Seagen, got covered up quickly by Cam Jones. Gives it up to Stephen Crowell and trying to shovel it into Jordan Davis, but a pass deflected out of bounds.
We made the comment against Wake Forest that Seagen all of a sudden found the reality that teams are going to look at you on tape and scout you and defend you a little bit differently. And we just saw another example of it.
Klesman, baseline right, will inbound. 12 with the shot clock. Back to looking, finds Jordan Davis on the right side. Jordan dribbles off the wing. Davis in the lane, pivots, fades, flips. Back rim no good. Kolick the rebound for Marquette. Badgers up 13, about 2.5 minutes into the second half. Cam Jones out front. Looks off an Iguodaro screen. Working over it is a Seagen. Jones a floater, left hand, no, but a foul. They'll get counter a Seagen. That'll be his first. Badgers avoided fouls in the first half, but they picked up three in the first 2.5 minutes of the second. Isaac Lindsay ready to check in for Wisconsin. If, of course, we hear anything about Chucky, and that's an if, we'll pass it along. But going to leave the game in the opening minute of the second half as Cam Jones hits the first free throw.
Cam Jones, the leading returning scorer for Marquette. Top two scorers last year were Justin Lewis and Daryl Morcell. Lewis almost thought about coming back. It was right last minute when he decided to go to the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Isaac Lindsay is in for Connor Assegian. 48-36 Wisconsin. A moment ago, the Badgers led by as many as 16. And now Klesman might have a cut that needs some attention. Ben Newhart, the Badgers athletic trainer, business has picked up in his world in the last few minutes. 17-29 remaining, 48-36, Wisconsin.
Every time I think about Justin Lewis, I think about one play, one shot.
Oh, yeah, the one tip.
Just kind of leveraging Micah Potter on that left lane line. Missed shot by Carton. Yeah. He tipped it back in.
Yeah, Dimitri Trice hit a shot to give Wisconsin the lead. A foul on the other end. And looked like the game might have been headed to overtime for an instant. But Justin Lewis with the tip in front of nobody. No fans allowed then. The second free throw from Cam Jones is too long. Rebound Jordan Davis. Now Max Klesman brings it up out there with Wall, Davis, Crowell, and Lindsay. Tyler Wall throwing to Klesman up top, snaps off a three, and it's off the rim, no good. Cam Jones the rebound for Marquette. 12-point lead, Wisconsin, 17-10 remaining. Jones on the right side against Tyler Wall. Cam Jones left-hand dribble in the lane, swoops to the rim, and the layup is good. And Marquette is within 10. Here's Isaac Lindsay the other way for Wisconsin, left side of the front court. He'll leave it for Wall. Just outside the center circle. All the pass for Davis. Turns it right side of the sideline for Max Klesman. A turn pass to Davis. Inside feed, Crowell catches. Back to the basket against Iguodaro. The double, open man Lindsay. Thought about it, whips it inside. Wall catches, right block against Iguodaro. Tyler turns, goes up in traffic. Tough shot, bricked it, rebound Iguodaro. Here comes Marquette and Cam Jones up the left sideline. Going to Stevie Mitchell on the left wing. In the left corner, I should say. Mitchell behind the back on the dribble, backing on Wall. Mid post left, throws it back out to Cam Jones. 16-20 to play, 48-38 Wisconsin. Cam Jones high on the left, throwing to Iguodaro. Left foul line extended against Stephen Crowell. Shot clock at 7. Backing Iguodaro, left shoulder turn, up right hand, no good, but a whistle, foul call. And looks like they're going to point to Crowell. And it'll be two on Stephen Crowell. Free throws coming up for Marquette.
Iguodaro is a tough cover, too, because of his length and his quickness in getting that little jump shot off. It's a little jump hook.
Yeah, good all-around skill set. but just 7 of 17 at the foul line so far this season. The first attempt rattles out no good. Carter Gilmore comes back in for Wisconsin. Gilly played 12 minutes in the first half. Crowell sits down with that second foul. 10-point lead for the Badgers, 16:08 remaining. Second free throw coming up for Iguodaro on the way, and that's no good. And Wall get the rebound and a whistle and a foul called against Wisconsin. Or it's checked out, a lane violation, so another chance for Iguodaro.
You know, it's got to be frustrating for Iguodaro. He was 73% last year, and he didn't shoot a lot, 31 of 42, but far better than what we've seen out of him thus far this year.
Has 6 points coming in the first half, and on the reload, Iguodaro's free throw is good, so he takes advantage of the lane violation and the lead back to double or single digits for Wisconsin. 48-39, the Badgers. Marquette trying to turn up the backcourt pressure. Wall against Prosper. Single coverage of the backcourt. Tyler gets it across the line on the right side. There's Carter Gilmore up top. Gilmore leads it for Klesman. He'll come and get it. He gets doubled and a whistle. Foul called. Get the impression this second half might take a while. They'll get Chase Ross for his first foul. The under 16 media timeout. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, 15:53 remaining. Wisconsin 48, Marquette 39. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
This is your land, and you love it. Every day you look out your window to watch the wildlife, who also call your land home. The animals who bring life to your land. You know their daily and seasonal habits, what they eat, and when their young are born. As a caring landowner, you can't bear to think about what might happen to them and to this special place in the future. Your dream is for your land to remain this way forever. The Wildlife Land Trust can help you. Keep your land free from development forever and protect the animals you've come to know so well from hunting and trapping. As part of the Humane Society of the United States, the Wildlife Land Trust preserves wildlife habitat and safeguards the animals who rely on it. Without such protections, your dream, your land, and its wildlife could be lost forever. If you have land and wildlife that you want to see preserved and protected, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or go to wildlifelandtrust.org. Your dream, our mission.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows around 10 above. Tonight, under clear skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 33. Overcast. Tomorrow night, chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 24. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Tuesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 17.
College sports full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let the F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealer today. 15:53 remaining in Milwaukee. Wisconsin 48, Marquette 39. If you're just checking us out, though, Chucky Hepburn went off in the early moments of the second half. Non-contact. He went hunched over and then was limping off into the locker room area. And he remains unavailable. They are officially saying he is questionable to return. That's the official word we just got. His inbounding will be Jordan Davis. Left sideline gets it into Max Klesman. Klesman out between the arcs against Cam Jones. Throwing to Davis. Flips to Isaac Lindsay. Lindsay leads it for Carter Gilmore at the top against Iguodaro. Gilmore with a hand off the Wall. Tyler probes, retreats. 5 of the shot clock. Wall trying to go to work. Left lane line. Runs it to Lindsay. 3 shot is blocked out of bounds by Ross as the shot clock hits 0. And Marquette gets it back with some sticky work on the defensive end.
The Badgers have gone well over 3 minutes. since their last field goal was a Sejan on a pass from Crowell, and that was the last bucket the Badgers have had in this half.
Tyler Kolick to the front court, bounce pass, Igudaro gets it back to Kolick against Lindsey. Kolick, left lane line, hooks to Ross. Ross against Davis, and Jordan with a bump, and he's called for the foul. And already five fouls against Wisconsin in this second half with 15:21 to play. And Connor Sejan ready to check back in for Wisconsin, in for Jordan Davis. Kolick inbounds to Igudaro. Gets it back to Kolick between the arcs. Lindsey defends. A pass for Igudaro. He's with Gilmore on the right wing. Igudaro starts to back. Knocked away. Got it back. Gets it to Kolick. Outside right. Six to shoot. Kolick in the lane. Turns it out. Left side is Cam Jones with a violation. Went up. Lost it. Got it back. Tried to restart his rhythm. And it's a turnover for Marquette.
Klesman took a lunge at him. And that was enough to get him off the floor and create that turnover.
15:03 remaining, 48-39 Wisconsin. As Sean Jones will come in for Cam Jones. Marquette with the sub. Badgers 2 out of 6 from the field in the second half. They were 16 of 23 in the first. Tyler Wall with an inbounds pass. It's stolen by Igudaro. Now Prosper down the lane, sends it in. Off the turnover, Marquette's within 7 with 14:55 remaining. 48-41 Wisconsin. Inbounds pass intended for Lindsey, poked out of bounds by Kolick. This is one thing with Marquette. You can never, ever feel safe. Badgers were up 16 not long ago. But with Marquette's pressing nature, it can get itself right back into it. Kamari McGee will check in for Isaac Lindsey.
You never feel safe, nor can you ever relax, as we saw with Tyler Wall on that inbounds pass.
Marquette, a tight net vice grip on the defensive end. Wall inbounding. Backcourt press on from Marquette. Tyler against Omax Prosper. Wall with the good handles, trying to keep the good handles. Now double team ball knocked loose. Gilmore is there. Turns into a Sejan. Left corner three on the way is good. Connor Sejan, his first triple this afternoon. 51-41 Wisconsin. 5.5 minutes gone by second half. Kolick feeds Chase Ross on the right side, throwing to Igudaro at the top of the circle. A handoff to Sean Jones as Sejan went down. Jones in the lane, 10-footer off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, tap to Jones. Turns to the Kolick, snaps off a three left of the circle. Around it out, no good. And over the back is Omax Prosper, I think, for, let's see. It will be on Prosper.
I had to hold my breath there, too, because Sejan got up, gingerly walked
it did.
Off.
Yep. Yeah, Connor hands on knees there to walk it off at half court. 10-point lead Wisconsin with 14:13 remaining. David Joplin in for Prosper. Inbounds pass to McGee, being hounded by Sean Jones. Kamari McGee gets a screen in the backcourt from Tyler Wall. Jones getting into him, and a bump is called on Sean Jones. That'll be his second.
What I liked there was Klesman called his team together.
Yep.
And that goes back to what we've been talking about, his just innate leadership abilities.
14 fouls on Marquette. 14:07 to play. 51-41 Wisconsin. Inbounds pass to McGee. Sean Jones waits for him at the midstripe. A pass to Tyler Wall, high on the left. Wall will leave it for Klesman between the arcs. Loops it to Gilmore, top of the circle. Gilmore matched up with David Joplin. Carter, one dribble. Gives it up to Klesman on the right side. Bounce pass to Gilmore, right of the lane. Shot clock at 10. Gilmore pushed out on the wing. Skip pass to Sejan. Open three. Left corner. Off the rim. No good. Rebound, Igudaro. 13:38 to play. 10-point lead, Wisconsin. David Joplin on the left side. Turns it to Kolick at the top of the circle. Kolick return pass for Joplin. Deep three on the left side is good. David Joplin, 45% from distance coming into the game. His first hit this afternoon. 51-44 Wisconsin, 13:18 remaining. Tyler Wall outside left, right hand flip to Klesman, between the circles. Gives it up to McGee, high on the right. Kamari cuts off the wing, runs at the wall. Tap pass to Klesman. Left of the lane, he got fouled by Ross. That'll be team foul number 5 and the second personal on Chase Ross.
How important are these minutes that McGee is giving this team today?
Yeah, vital. Crowell in, Gilmore out. Shaka Smart will send Cam Jones back into the game for Tyler Kolick. 51-44 Wisconsin with 13:05 remaining. Andrews playing on without Chucky Hepburn. Left the floor, non-contact issue, but left the floor first minute of the second half. Inbounds pass to Crowell. Finds Klesman, baseline right, probing, caught underneath, runs at the wall, thought about it, flips to Crowell at the top of the circle. A pass for Wall on the right wing, operates on Iguodaro, and he got fouled by Iguodaro. That'll be three on Oso Iguodaro and six on Marquette. Six fouls on Marquette, five on Wisconsin, 12:54 left in the game. Fouls were few and far between in the first half. They're all over the place in the second. Prosper in, Iguodaro out. Inbounds pass to Crowell. Baseline right. Hands it off to Klesman. Max off the wing. In the lane. Gets it to Esijan. Baseline left. Short jumper. Good. Connor Esijan with seven. 53-44 Wisconsin. 12:42 remaining. Sean Jones left sideline. With Kamari McGee. A lot of quickness there. We've talked about it this afternoon. Cam Jones now. On the right side, Klesman defends. Cam Jones backing right lane line in the paint. Scoops it to Joplin, left of the circle. Joplin, right lane line, runs it up. Back rim, no. Got his own rebound low in the left. Got Tyler Wall up. No good. Tipped up, yes. Joplin stays with it. He has five. 53-46, Wisconsin. 12:10 to play. Marquette and Joplin specifically hitting the offensive glass. Here's Klesman to the line. Klesman in the lane and an offensive foul on Max Klesman. That'll be his second. Fouls are even, six aside, 12:04 remaining. Gilmore and Davis will come back in for Wisconsin. Klesman and Wall will sit down. We're coming up on the under 12, so Gardo buying a little time for Wall and Klesman to catch their breath.
I read a quote from Shaka Smart on Joplin. He said he's just wired to score from just about any place on the floor.
It takes more than five threes per game. Here's Cam Jones. 7-point lead, Wisconsin. Jones at the top. Glides right lane line to the rim. Got around Davis. Layup good. 53-48, Wisconsin with 11:48 remaining. What was a 16-point lead is down to five, and rather quickly so. Kamari McGee to the front court for the Badgers. McGee throwing to Jordan Davis. Rotates it to Gilmore on the right side. Carter with a bounce pass for Crowell. Joplin defending. The double from Prosper. A lead for Esijan. Right corner three. Good for Connor Esijan. His second hit from distance. 56-48 Wisconsin with 11:20 remaining. Cam Jones on the right side. He'll try to match it. Right side three. Right back at you. Business picking up again in Milwaukee. 56-51 Wisconsin. 11:10 to play. Kamari McGee through the midcourt logo on the right side. Feeds Gilmore right wing. Pass deflected. Now he finds Jordan Davis in the lane. Pivots. Gets it out of there to Gilmore. Feeds it up to McGee between the arcs. Shot clock is at 10. McGee at the top. Joplin defends. McGee on the dribble. Throws to Esijan. Connor left of the lane. Leans. Shoots. Missed it short. Rebound Marquette. But Washington Esijan is there. Runs it up and in. Connor Esijan with the bucket. And a timeout on the floor. We'll see as play was stopped. I'm not sure if they're going to review something here. We've got a media timeout coming as Connor Esijan makes it 58-51, Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober, zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. 10:40 remaining, Wisconsin 58, Marquette 51. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Minutes, 40 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 58, Marquette 51. There was a monitor review. I think they might have been checking to see if there was some contact above the neck area, neck and shoulders area, but apparently nothing there. So Wisconsin gets that Connor Esiejian bucket as the Badgers get the lead back to 7.
Esiejian had missed his initial shot from the left wing side. Marquette rebounded it. I couldn't tell if Carter Gilmore knocked the ball free or not, but it wound up in the hands of Wisconsin. Esiejian followed up with a basket.
Esiejian with 12 points now as he is about picking up things for Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn in the first half at 16 points, made all six of his shots, but went off early in the second half. Non-contact, but went limping off and has not been seen or heard from since. Listed officially as questionable. So it's Esiejian, Klesman, Davis, Crowell, and Wall, the 5 of the 4 for Wisconsin. And it will be Marquette basketball with Osawika Daro out there, Sean Jones, Omax Prosper, Cam Jones, Chase Ross. Here's Cam Jones, hard dribble. Left lane line, runs it up and in and one. Cam Jones on the attack. And it's an and one as Marquette's back to within 5.
Cam Jones is here at Wisconsin from both driving the ball to the rim, but also from the outside. He's shown a little bit of an all-around offensive attack.
Get that foul on Connor Esiejian, his third. As Cam Jones looking for his 19th point, and the free throw is no good. Esiejian the rebound. 10:30 to play, 58-53, Wisconsin. Klesman being bothered in the backcourt. Gets it across the line against Chase Ross. Throwing to Jordan Davis on the right wing. And a whistle. A foul called. This will be number 7 on Marquette. As they get Chase Ross with his third. So the Badgers in the bonus. As Max Klesman will be stepping to the free throw line. Iguodaro returns in for David Joplin.
So the fact that they're calling it a little bit tighter here in the second half, does it benefit one team over the other or not? What do you think?
At the moment, no, because Max missed the front end of the 1-1. But if you just look at the raw numbers, Wisconsin 75% at the foul line. Patrick Kerr mentioning the Marquette and its wins, 23 foul shots a game. And the losses, about 7. Here's Prosper in the paint, low on the left, pumping shot, blocked by Wall. Prosper gets it back, tries again, goes up and in. He stayed with it. And it's a 3-point game. 58-55, Wisconsin with 10 minutes to play. Tyler Wall across the line against Prosper. Wall to the line, down the lane, to the rim. Runs it up, no good. A rebound tip. Chase Ross has it. Here comes Marquette, 2-on-2. Ross gliding to the rim, layup. No, and a foul is called. Did they call charge or did they call block? I thought it was charge. It is an offensive foul on Chase Ross, and that is going to be his 4th.
Klesman a little shaken up.
Yeah, he's the one who took it, and he's the one who's feeling it. Chase Ross out, Tyler Kolek in. 58-55 Wisconsin. 9:46 to play. Stevie Mitchell in for Sean Jones.
Guard was going to substitute for Klesman. I said, no, don't worry about it. I'm okay. Gave him a thumbs up.
Wall inbounding to Klesman against Stevie Mitchell. Single coverage in the backcourt. Knox scoots it across the midstripe. Goes to Davis on the right wing. A flip for Crowell, right of the circle. Crowell gives it up to Klesman on the right side. Klesman, inside feed. Crowell catches low on the right, up and in. It counts to the foul. And one for Stephen Crowell. Lead back to five for Wisconsin.
Klesman very patient on the right wing. Waited for a couple of cutters through the paint. Got the ball to Crowell in the middle, and he scored.
We get Prosper. That's his third foul. 60-55 Wisconsin. Free throw for Crowell is straight through. 61-55 the Badgers. 9:28 remaining. Tyler Kolek up the right sideline. Kolek working off a Igudaro screen. Spinning, turns it out to Prosper. Cuts off the right wing. Prosper backing, left shoulder turn. Leans into Wall. Tyler holds his turf. Now Kolek, baseline right. Wall digging, knocked it loose. Off of Kolek and out of bounds. Wall with the double joining Jordan Davis to help force that turnover.
Overall, Wisconsin's done a good job just